All right. The Absolute Peach. It's a show. Ben and Joe. Ben, know where we are.
Good.
He's got one thing to say.
Got my words. Got my
one
words
thing to say. They know who we are. Nope.
They know who we are.
Can't do it.
Cut it in.
There's no cutting in.
No cutting. Yeah.
We never edit the show.
Well, it's pressure, isn't it? If you have to do it on the night, first time.
I mean,
you know, you get Hollywood actors who they can't do it first time. Unless you're Jay-Z.
Are you comparing yourself to a professional actor?
Almost certainly not. Mm. No.
No.
Probably could.
Yeah.
I could maybe, you know, be an extra in like a B movie or something. Mm. But apart from that...
How hard can it be to be an extra, really?
Not that hard.
Do you think you need to even learn to do that?
Depends if you're playing any sort of character or if you're just background fodder.
Yeah, if you're just walking around,
yeah,
nothing.
Anyone can walk
even
around.
Even saying like one line. Like most people, I think, could probably say a line without breaking character.
Depends what kind of line, though.
Yeah, but your character is be a human.
Yeah.
Wear clothes that are given to you.
Yeah.
And say a line.
Okay.
In your own accent. In your own language. That's all you have to do.
Okay.
It's easy.
Right, I'll give you a line then.
Well,
imagine a scenario. I'll paint a picture for you.
Okay, go on then.
Right, this is a scene. You're an extra. Mm-hmm. You've been hired for this company. I'm the producer, director, and writer of this film.
Yeah.
Epic blockbuster, okay?
Okay.
Some sort of action sequence has just happened.
Am I me or am I someone else?
You're a character, just some guy in a city.
Yeah. Right?
What's happened is... You've come across somebody who appears to be dead, right?
Okay.
You are on top. They're laid down on the floor. Paramedics come. You're first on the scene already. You're already there tending to the victim.
Yeah.
You look up and say, I think he's dead. And then as you say that, he goes, lurches up, bites you. He's a zombie.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So you have to act. You're the
guy. So it's just a comedy movie?
No, this is action.
It's a horror movie, is it?
Thriller.
But it doesn't sound like a thriller because it's got a zombie in it.
Okay, horror then. Horror action. Bit of romance.
So, okay.
So your only line is...
And in what way have I got to say it? Am I saying it like, I think he's dead?
Like, I'll come along and be like...
Hey, up.
I'm the paramedic.
What's all this? Now then.
I'm the paramedic. I'll come...
Oh, right. You're not a policeman.
I come running in and say, hey, is this guy all right? You look up and go, I think he's dead. And then he goes...
Okay, so it's serious.
Serious.
Not mucking about.
You're first on the scene. He's had a horrendous accident. He's just been had his throat gnawed.
Do I know him?
No.
Just I don't know guy, him. No. I just met him.
Yeah.
Is he attractive or...?
He's fairly handsome. He was until he got his throat bitten out.
So his throat's been bitten out?
Mm-hmm. By a crazed maniac.
Right.
A.K.A. another zombie. But at this point, people don't know about that there's a zombie outbreak.
And what? Who am I?
Just random guy.
Just
say a businessman on his lunch break.
I need a bit more than
that. Okay, you're a businessman.
Okay.
Tony...
How old am I?
Tony Johnson.
How old am I? Do I need to play someone very young?
Tony Johnson, you're 72.
72? Yeah. That changes everything.
Still working.
Right.
Still earning a crust.
72? Businessman?
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm probably pretty, you know...
Pretty high up.
I'm pretty high up.
Like a president of a company or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm probably pretty grizzled.
Yeah.
Probably pretty, you know, probably pretty grumpy.
Yeah. Quite.
I probably don't have a lot of time for...
Quite weighty.
For people, do I? I probably don't suffer fools.
No.
I think it's quite unlikely I'd be the one first
but
on the scene,
right
to
there.
Be honest. I think I'd probably walk on the other side of the road, let someone else do
but
it.
But it's happened right next
to
you.
I mean, at my level of a company, why am I going to attending to some random guy who may or may not be a zombie?
Okay, it's your brother then.
What?
It's your son. He's second in command of the company.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
He's just... Some guy's come along, gnawed the throat.
What's he doing outside?
You're both...
What time of day is it?
Middle of the day.
Well, it's lunchtime.
Yeah, you're going to lunch. You and him. Right. You're just about to tell him that you're retiring and he's going to take over the company.
Well, I'm telling him over lunch.
Yeah. You're telling your son over lunch, son, I'm retiring.
Right.
Company's yours.
What's he doing out in the street?
You're both out. You're both walking from the office to where
we were together
lunch.
When it happened.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So why am I saying what? Right.
Yeah. Get it?
So we're walking together.
Yep.
He gets attacked by what?
A zombie.
And what happens to me?
Nothing. The zombie just bites him and he then runs off.
That seems unlikely, doesn't it?
Well, he's kind of half fought him off. The zombie runs away.
Zombies don't run away, though.
Well, this one does. They my film, all right? This is what happens. It's a new type of zombie.
Zombies don't run away.
It's a new type of zombie. They attack and run off.
A one kill only zombie.
Yeah.
Right.
They've got a bit of mental.
And where's the zombie going after that?
Just off to attack someone else.
Right.
So he does it, runs off, hides for a bit, attacks someone else. So that they can preserve themselves. They don't just attack and get killed.
Right.
They attack.
It doesn't sound like any zombie I know.
Or like a sneak attack.
Are you sure it's not a chav?
Like he'll hide in a bin.
Are you thinking of a chav?
No. Right. Well, he might have been a chav in his previous life.
Right.
But now he's a zombie. And that's all that matters.
It's a zombie chav.
Well, if that's what you want. If that helps you with your character. Okay, right. So, when I do the line,
right.
Hey, what's happened here?
Hey, what's happened here?
Hey, what's happened here?
Hey, what's happened here?
And then you do, I think he's dead.
I say that.
Yeah.
Or who says, hey, what's happened here?
Me. Because I'm a...
Who are you?
Paramedic.
Right. And who called you?
Somebody. Anyone. An onlooker. Everyone's got phones, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah. Someone called and I'm like, yeah, I'm in. I'll sort this out.
Right.
You can embellish a bit. You know, you can... You destroy it, so your son.
Have I? Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, you... Say what you want.
Yeah.
But the main thing is you have to come across that you think he's dead.
How long has he been down for?
A few minutes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So the ambulance has turned up pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. There was one, we were just like on another job because there's been a few of these attacks going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we were just down the road from like probably the previous attack.
Yeah.
And like someone called, we're like, yep, we're there.
Okay.
4 or 5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On scene.
I think I'm getting it now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Imagine the chaos.
Have you got an ambulance there?
Yeah.
Or is it just you?
No, we've just come. The ambulance is right. Sirens flashing, everything.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
are going mental,
yeah.
screaming.
Right.
The other zombies just run off.
Right.
Your son needs to die. His blood coming up.
Okay.
Coming out like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Then you say, I say, hey, what's going on here?
What's... No, okay. And I say, I think he's dead.
Yeah. And then he goes,
yeah.
But you'd probably be more emotional than that, wouldn't you?
Would I?
Imagine it was your son who's dead, just died in your arms.
Yeah.
Of a horrible...
From a zombie.
Yeah.
He ran away.
Yeah.
He ran away, the zombie.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah. Yeah, if you want, if you want to say anything like that, that's fine.
Okay.
You're the one who said this was easy. Okay?
I need to get into character.
Yeah.
All right.
Ready?
Can't really smile.
No smiling. Keep it... If you smile, cut. We have to reshoot the scene.
I'm looking at you and it's making me smile
well,
a bit.
I'm in the scene.
Can you be in character?
I'm in the scene.
You're not in character because you're smiling as well.
Yeah.
You're making it very difficult, frankly.
I see this...
I've not come across this before. Level of unprofessionalism.
But I see this sort of stuff every day. I'm hard.
No, I'm talking to you, the producer, now.
Right, well,
are you the actor, or the paramedic, or the producer? I'm confused.
I'm everything.
Or the director?
Writer, director, producer,
right.
And actor.
Right. Well, that explains the poor quality of the special effects, if I'm honest.
I'm also in charge of special effects, so don't slag those off.
And set design.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, so... Are you also playing the dead person, the allegedly dead person?
No.
Right.
I might...
There's at least one other person in this movie.
I might superimpose my face onto it afterwards, but probably not. Because that would be a bit weird.
Is it like an Aphex Twin video we're filming here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also the zombie. Ready?
Just trying to put myself in the scene.
Well, you know, we've got... If you've never been ready, we've got lots of scenes to shoot today.
Yeah. I only need one take.
Everyone ready? Okay, quiet on set.
We'll go when I'm ready.
I said quiet on set, I'm the director, and...
Yeah. What's this guy doing? What are you doing? Are you doing?
Don't worry about that.
No, wait, what is he doing? What do you mean you're checking the lights? Well, good for you! Because it's useless now, isn't it?
Okay, quiet.
I'm sorry, but it's distracting. I'm in here trying to do a shot. I'm trying to do a scene, and he's walking along behind whatever his name is.
Actor, producer, writer, special effects guru.
You're an amateur!
Ready?
I want you off my set, mate.
He's off. He's gone.
Amateur.
Should have hired Christian Bale to do this. Really should have done. said a son, unknown idiot.
Look, you're a nice guy! But that doesn't cut it!
Ready?
All right, let's go again!
Maybe you should have a take a walk. Like.
No, let's go again!
Right. Quiet and set. Action. Oh my God, what's happened?
What's the line again?
See, I thought my bit was quite good there.
Yeah.
Quite dramatic. I think he's dead.
Okay,
that's
right.
Only line. Quite simple.
Okay.
Then get attacked.
I'm just distracted by this chump.
Now he's gone now. He's off.
Fixing the lights.
Ready.
Amateur.
And action.
I think he's dead.
Get off my set. You're fired. I'll do your character as well. I'm playing every character. What's going on here? I think he's dead. Don't think he is. Look out. Yeah, perfect.
I think he's dead.
Why are you...
da, 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 da.
I'm not sure you'd be playing the character as a retard.
I think he's dead.
Or Fuzzy Bear. Maybe that's it. The Muppet Zombie Apocalypse.
I think he's dead.
The Muppet Apocalypse. That hasn't been done, has it? Normally the Muppet films are quite good, aren't they?
Hiya, frog! Does that sound like Miss Piggy?
Not really.
Piggy, I think he's dead.
That's a bit better, yeah.
Does that sound like Kermit,
yeah? Quite good at voices.
No.
Not good at acting, though, it would seem.
I'm good at doing voices and acting. A double threat.
Well, from what I've just seen, not so much. Couldn't take direction on one line. Not very dramatic,
it's
either.
Hard not to smile, though.
Yeah, but you would just look completely gormless. You were completely deadpan, looking directly ahead, going, I think he's dead.
Okay, fine. Look, who am I looking at, though?
The camera, like...
Well, why would I be looking at the camera?
No, you're looking at me.
Right.
Because I've
come along. And the camera's here.
No.
Don't look at the camera.
Don't look at the camera. Such an idiot. Yeah, I've just said the line. Hey, what's going on here?
What's going on here?
Yeah, so I'm talking
what's
to you.
What's going on here?
So I'm talking to you.
Oh.
So then you say to me,
yeah.
You answer my question. So you look at me, obviously.
Ready? Right.
This is the last time we're doing this. And
let's
then
go again.
Then we're scrapping it, right?
It's just... Okay.
Action. Wow, wow, wow. What's going on here?
I think he's dead.
Yeah, he is, yeah. Cart him away. He's done for.
I thought he was.
Yeah.
I'm usually right. I'm quite good at this sort of thing.
Yeah. You a doctor?
I'm not.
You should be.
Well, I could be if I wanted to be.
You have just, you know, one dead body. You called it right there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Well done. One
out of one. What are you doing later?
Just going for dinner alone. But you? What are you?
Well, I'm free.
Much,
so.
Are you? Yeah. Fancy, do you eat dinner?
I do like a man in uniform.
Yeah, well.
You know,
I'm not actually a paramedic.
You know, I own this company.
Do you? Ooh,
yeah.
Money bag.
Well, I own all of it now, actually.
Yeah.
Up until 5 minutes ago, I had to share it, but now I actually own it all. So,
oh, right, okay.
You know, if you ever want to...
Maybe you should pay then. Take
do
me
business
out
next time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a bit presumptuous, isn't it?
Well,
who do you think you are?
Okay, we'll go 50-50 then.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah, forget it.
Not interested.
No, no. Think I'm a gold digger?
Are you still going to sort him out? Or?
Well, he's dead, isn't he? He don't care.
He might not be dead, though.
No, he is, I think. Right. Pretty sure he is.
He
looks
is.
Dead.
He is now.
Yeah. He wasn't 5 seconds ago, but yeah, now he is.
In a I've way, small probably should have sorted him out first.
Well, you shouldn't have offered to take me for dinner then, should you? Distracted me there.
I think he's dead.
Yes. You said that a minute ago. And he definitely is now. There's blood everywhere.
I think he's dead?
Wait.
I think... He's dead.
Oh my God. Look out. Look out behind you. Look out.
It's Dame Edna Everidge.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. This movie sucks.
And scene.
Yeah.
So as we've proved, it's pretty easy to do. Pretty much could do any acting.
You probably couldn't tell the difference between that. Like cut that and then cut a scene from 28 Days Later.
I think like
you wouldn't really notice the difference.
In all honesty, the hardest part is not smiling or laughing, I think.
Yeah.
If you can not smile or laugh...
But why would you be smiling and laughing
much nail
at that
it.
Bit?
Because you're trying to act.
Yeah, but if you're doing something funny...
No, but it's hard not to, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, it is in this environment.
Right. Yeah, but I think if there are people around, depending on you not to laugh, it might be a bit easier.
Right.
But just us two crets, just look at... Yeah. And the fact I couldn't do anything with you in the scene, because if I saw your face, it would make me crack up.
But see, I have the same problem.
Mm.
See, I look at you, and yeah. everything is suddenly funny to me.
Yeah.
So say he's dead.
Yeah. But maybe if you saw him with all the makeup and stuff on, you'd be able to sort of think, actually, he is dead. I think he is dead.
I think he's dead. Don't look at the camera.
So you just seem a bit, I don't know.
Okay.
Nervous, not scared.
No, I am scared.
Or in shock or anything. Devastated you should be. Maybe let a tear come down. Single tear?
I think he's dead.
Forget it. I watched a film the other day.
That can be the name of the show. I think he's dead and I Minky Bread. Is that a thing?
What the hell's Minky Bread?
It's a new thing. It's a new thing I'm coming up with.
All right.
You know how you get all these types of bread? I'm sick of it, to be honest. You get like wholemeal and white bread. That's all it should be. Then you get 50-50.
Yeah, that's...
Then you get...
Yeah, you don't need that.
You get like... There's a million different types of gluten-free bread. Mm. You get...
quite like those crusty loaves,
rye bread.
Though.
You get...
Crusty loaves are nice.
Tiger bread.
That's nice.
You get... What?
You get hedgehog bread.
Hedgehog bread. No, you can't.
Yeah. A bit like tiger, but it's got little dinks on it.
Don't say dinks.
Dinks on the top. Why not? That's not... That's,
I don't know.
It's not racist.
Do you want to do some... do you want to do a segment?
May as well, yeah. Why not?
This is a squirrel news. Squirrel news.
You got 20p, mate.
One of our classic segments, you might say.
It's this close to talking over the jingle, then.
Yeah. And he actually restrained himself, which I'm proud of you, Joe.
Thanks.
For once.
Thanks. I'm proud of me too.
This is a classic. This is right from the tap. This is like one from the tap history.
The fountain.
The Absolute Peach history.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it's from the Daily Mail.
Of course.
Because all the best news is on Daily Mail.
Yep.
You can get a hold of that at dailymail.co.uk. Thanks for your sponsorship.
Want some laughs?
Shall I read this?
Yeah.
Just add a bit of character.
Pizzazz.
I'll put you on the screen because no one wants to look at my face, do they?
But we need to see you reading it.
Do we, though?
Yeah.
I don't know if we do.
Yeah.
All right.
Better with you.
Well.
There we go.
Ooh. I'll try and act it. I think he got a little lesson. Mum of squirrel selfie teen laughs off attack as she releases more hilarious photos of moment camera-shy creature went nuts.
First off...
Stop doing selfies.
Would you want to be known as the squirrel selfie teen?
No. Stop doing selfies anyway. What is it with everyone doing selfies now?
Does nobody have any friends around say, hey, can you take a photo of me? Or
no.
Or somebody walking past. Whatever happened to that? I've taken a photo of people, you know. Yeah. You're walking past and they say, can you take a photo of us?
Yeah.
Instead of just...
But it's not even a selfie of you doing something or in an interesting place. Like everyone does that. You go to like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, maybe you take, if you're not brave enough to ask someone to take a picture of you, you'll take a picture of yourself with it in the background. That is a selfie, but at least there's something to it.
Yeah.
But what they're doing now is just taking selfies.
Mm.
Like, oh, check out this picture of me up here. It's taken from a three-quarter angle so I look better.
Mm.
You're not being new. That was what we were doing on MySpace about 8 years ago. And now it's come back.
Yeah. It's a new generation doing it.
So it is.
Yeah.
Duck face, selfie.
Yeah. Done up high so you look slimmer.
That is like that is 99% the same as every other photo on your Facebook timeline. What are you doing? It's the least intellectually stimulating and interesting thing since this show came out.
But everyone does that on, you know, Snapchat. Have we talked about Snapchat yet?
Yeah, that's where it gets deleted after like 5 seconds, isn't it?
Yeah.
You send a photo and then it gets deleted.
But it seems that all people do on there is just send pictures of each other's faces.
Yeah, or other parts of the body.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's one or the other.
Mm.
But normally just, it's my face. And then it's like a stupid face or something. It's like, look at my face.
I'm not interested in your face.
And I can see that for, 3 seconds? Then it goes away. And then it's like, what am I supposed to reply
to? But why
to
do
that?
I want to see your face?
Exactly. And if I do... I want to see it forever.
You want to keep it?
Exactly.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, yeah.
Why?
Otherwise, I'll just delete it. I want the choice.
Yeah.
If I want to see the face, keep it. But if I don't, delete
it. Everyone knows that service is designed for people to send naked pictures of each other.
Yeah, but I think it's getting more and more like young now.
Do you have it?
Yeah, but I don't use it.
Why don't you ever send me anything?
You're not on it.
True.
But a friend of mine was on it, and he said, oh, why don't you ever send me any Snapchats? I said, what
did
am
he
I,
really say that?
What am I supposed to send you? And he said, well, just send anything.
Why
so I,
though?
So I said, I did that. I said, all right, next time I'm taking a crap, I'll take a photo of it and I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
And I did.
Nice. Did he enjoy it?
I don't know. Mm. I only let him have it for 1 second.
Didn't reply?
Yeah, he replied the same thing.
Good.
And it's like, right, great.
What are we doing?
And then when I saw it, I was like, that's funny, wasn't it? Yeah. Pointless. Yeah, absolute of waste of time.
Yeah, of course it is. So but, stop doing selfies.
Okay, right. I'll I stop, think it's all right, the bottom line.
A photo op with a squirrel. Okay, first of all, it's not a photo opportunity.
Squirrel's
really?
Just, squirrel's just there leaning against a post with some shades on and a little suit going, hey, you want to take a photo?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I saw you looking.
So... be a couple of quid, but you know, yeah. All got to make a living.
Cross my palm with an nuts. Acorn.
Yeah.
A photo op with a squirrel that went awry has left a teenager flustered but unhurt. And having learned a valuable lesson, according to his mum.
Mom? This is in America then, I'm
he
guessing.
He hasn't learned anything.
No.
17-year-old Brian Genest of Auburn, Maine, said Thursday he saw what appeared to be a friendly squirrel on a handrail while walking through John Chestnut Park near Tampa, Florida, during a trip looking at colleges. Genest took a selfie of himself and the squirrel, but the flash and noises from his camera phone scared the squirrel, which climbed under his shirt and hung onto his back before scampering back out. I mean, look at his flipping face. That squirrel was like, you have minutes to live.
Yeah, yeah. You better move away right now.
If I was that squirrel, I'd have jumped into his mouth, grabbed his tongue,
yeah,
and, like, bitten it off.
Yeah. That's what he did, didn't
he? Yeah, sorry. Spoiler
don't ruin it.
Happy days. Brian Jenner, 17 of Auburn, Maine, looks thrilled at himself in the
happy
selfie.
Days.
But the who friendship said... didn't last long. It's not a friendship.
And who says happy days anymore?
No one.
Oh, happy days. That's from the 70s, isn't
nobody
it?
Even knows what happy days is anymore.
He doesn't.
Ugh, he was just in that spot where my arm can't reach him. I threw myself on the ground and that scared him off. It didn't. He was going off to get backup. It's going to be like Gulliver's Travels, isn't it? Jenest's mother, Paula Wright, snapped photos of the hoopla. Hoopla!
So his mum was there, right there, with a camera of her own, but he was taking a selfie. So why didn't his mum just take the photo? It makes no sense.
Snap photos of him being mauled by a squirrel. But hoopla! What?
These words have not been used for centuries.
Jenest, I don't even like his name, it's a weird name to say, had approached the squirrel making clicking sounds with his tongue to get closer. Sounds a bit racist. His mother said the spectacle Saturday taught him a lesson. I think he got a little lesson from the squirrel that he's not really its buddy, she said.
You'd have thought he would have known that already.
Yeah, but that's such a moronic thing to say.
This story is just all filler, isn't it?
I think he got a little... Can we have a little soundbite for what happened, you know? Something to do with him, you know, learning his lesson, won't do it again, blah, blah, blah. You know, some kind of footnote for the whole thing. Oh, yeah. Oh well, I guess you could say, I think he got a little lesson from that squirrel that he's not really his buddy. Because I think he thought that he'd made a new friend with a little animal, and it turned out to be a rabid rodent that actually wanted to chew out his larynx and feed him to his young. Well, we got to learn. We'll be doing that again.
Little scamp.
Look at that. Just makes me angry. That is the face of a killer.
Yeah, right. There. Stone cold, that is.
A friendly squirrel.
Cute, but not cuddly.
A friendly murderous squirrel. Cute, killer. But not cuddly. Not cute.
And it's not a killer squirrel either. Despite a run-in with this killer squirrel, the teen said no rabies shot was necessary. How is it a killer squirrel?
She said neither her son nor the squirrel was harmed. She can't know that. The squirrel probably was harmed.
Mm.
Janice also posted pictures of the encounter to Reddit, showing how he went from smiling with what he thought was a woodland friend. Did you think it was a woodland friend?
Same thing over and over, isn't it?
I just hate they add things like bushy-tailed, hoopla. The Redditor wrote that it happened while walking. Again, that's pointless. Yeah. That's giving you no information.
But they have all they have to do is they have to think, right, you've got to fill 500 words. Here's the story. Idiot teen gets attacked by a squirrel.
Yeah.
You've got to make 500 words out of that. Yeah. Seriously? You've got any photos? Yeah, I've got a few.
That could be said in 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Guy attacked squirrel by squirrel, selfie, idiot.
How many times can I say that over and over?
That's fine.
In a slightly different way.
Yeah.
Oh, killer squirrel, bushy-tailed squirrel, thought he was a friend, ooh, what a hoopla, best buddies. Oh, no, I've already said he's a friend.
Yeah, excuse me, what's a word that never gets used? I don't know, something that means sort of some kind of shenanigans.
Yeah, but not shenanigans, that's used too much. Hoopla? No, can't use that.
Hoopla?
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, hoopla. I think so. I think my grandmother's mother said it to her once.
Yeah, when her 90th birthday party.
Yeah, this is a bit of a hoopla. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. And my grandmother went, "What?
Yeah,
get out,
get out, get away from me."
I approached it, making a clicking noise. You already said that.
Yeah.
When I got close enough, the squirrel actually tried grabbing my phone. It was going to take another selfie of itself.
Brilliant.
I think it was gonna offer to take it for him.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you get in there with your mum.
Yeah.
Take a picture of them both.
Mm.
Trying to be a friendly squirrel.
Yeah.
A friendly bushy tailed hoopla.
Exactly.
Don't say snapped photos either.
No.
Right, don't say any of these things. Ouch. What started as the perfect photo opportunity quickly went awry. And Jen Est is seen struggling to dislodge his rival.
Where's the video then?
There's no video.
I thought it said scroll down for the video.
Is there? Oh, it's just a cret describing it.
Oh, is it?
This will probably be an advert as well now. Mm. This would be great.
Yep,
there you go. Thank you.
It would have been better if the mum had taken video. Video of someone taking a selfie, getting attacked by a squirrel. It's like Inception.
I shook it off, then snapped this photo. Then the next line is, but the bond didn't last long.
Makes no sense.
The bond.
Mm.
Next thing I knew, the squirrel was on my shoulder, then under my shirt, then hanging off my back. This photo is courtesy of my mum, who collapsed laughing shortly after. Though he titled this post, "Went in for the selfie, got a rabies shot," Jen S told BuzzFeed no rabies shot was actually necessary.
Of course it wasn't.
One Auburn teen's picture has turned into a selfie sensation. And it's all because of a fuzzy friend that he met in Florida, Steve.
Well, WMTW News 8.
It's all because of the fuzzy friend that he met in Florida. Steve, over to you.
Why do they have to do that?
Because they're crap mongers.
Holly Miles got a chance to talk with the newest viral celebrity, and she joined
us. Look at her face. Why can you not pause?
Oh, shucks, Dave. You know, I've just been looking forward to this story all day long.
Alive in Auburn to explain exactly how this squirrel selfie happened.
Yeah, because we're all a little bit confused on the details at this point. Squirrel attacks child. Selfie. We need more details.
Yeah, you know, the days of saying you just had to be there are over. Now you've got to have a picture to prove it.
Good one.
There's a new viral pic making the rounds. Well, technically, it's a couple of pictures, and they're all on Brian Jeunesse's Instagram.
So we have cute and fuzzy and adorable to crazy attack squirrel.
Not cute. Not fuzzy.
Not your friend.
Not adorable.
Not a hoopla.
This is the worst video play ever because I want to freeze it and look at their stupid faces and I can't. Yeah. Instead, it's just my stupid face.
We can look at that instead. That's much better.
The Auburn teen took a trip down to Tampa for a college visit before going for a stroll with his family.
I don't know if these Maine squirrels are as friendly as the Floridian ones.
That's when he saw this guy. He looks innocent enough here, right?
And he doesn't run away.
Not the same squirrel.
So I'm like, oh, I should probably get my phone out, get some pictures of this. So I started taking some pictures of him.
But as soon as that first pic was snapped, Brian says the squirrel went crazy, running up his back.
Earlier I said he went nuts. Yeah. What is it, nuts or crazy?
Yeah, pick one.
Nuts is funnier.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll edit that back in.
Mm-hmm.
Down his shirt and hanging on. Luckily, Brian's mom was there to capture the whole thing on camera.
Luckily, Brian's mom was there. Yeah. Not to remove the rabies-riddled rodent that was
help him
gnawing through his rib cage.
It's ridiculous.
And I look up and
iPhone sound like a Polaroid as well?
Yeah. Or a photo.
No one's asking these important questions.
With her camera, taking pictures of me, and I just immediately start laughing because I know she got at least one of them to prove the story actually happened.
After his soon-to-be brother-in-law put the pic online, everyone wanted to chat with the squirrel selfie superstar.
I would say that's close to as famous as the Ellen selfie at this point, but you're getting up there.
I hope so. That'd be cool. Maybe me and Ellen could have a little competition.
And yep, you can guess what I just had to do.
Let's take a selfie.
All right.
Wow.
Good. Squirrel news. This is squirrel news.
I just want to hear the sign off.
Brian says he doesn't mind his newfound fame, and he's got a new nickname at school. Squirrel Boy. Live in Auburn, Allie Miles, WMTW News 8.
How do they come up with that?
I just want to dwell in the moment of that, just for a bit longer.
Squirrel Boy. That could be the name of my new movie.
I think he's dead.
The Adventures of Squirrel Boy. Yeah, that'd be good.
Wow. That was the News Watch Squirrel Edition. Or is it Squirrel Watch News Edition?
News, don't know.
Squirrel News.
Don't think it matters.
Watch Edition.
Yeah.
Squirrel Watch.
News.
If you like.
Squirrel Watch, News Watch Edition.
Squirrel Edition, Watch News.
I feel a bit lightheaded.
Well, it's a story that's really hitting the top of the...
Over to you, Steve. Do you think before they go on camera, they're like, all right, how are you doing? Yeah, no, not bad, yeah. Good weekend?
Yeah, pretty good.
My son died. What are we talking about?
A horrible zombie accident, but, you know... we'll get past it.
What we got here? Oh, I don't know. I didn't even bother to read it. It's utter...
inane drivel.
Utter drivel at this point. All right, kid... actually, they've given us a five-word summary up here. Kid takes photo, squirrel,
attacked.
Bite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Goes
Can
nuts.
You pad that? Oh, I would have thought so, yeah. How long do we need? 6 to 8? Yeah. How many mandatory cheesy buzzwords are there? As many as possible. Okay.
Is this a start to a news broadcast or this show?
Either.
Because it sounds very similar. Seriously.
Can I just confirm that when we talk, do we talk like humans or do we like talk like really weirdly?
Just like humans.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, because. Really, I'll leave it to you, you know.
Because my training.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll roll cameras and then we'll see.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And 3, 2, 1, and action.
Oh, well, welcome to the show. It's crazy news time. Coming up later, squirrel who attacks the boy. Who was taking some pictures on his phone while walking on a trip. Over to you, Rody Poe. With the news. First, a story about a serial murderer who bumped into a friendly badger on the way home.
Wow. That's weird.
I think that's the peach for this week. What?
Subscribe, comment, and...
Also, let's not...
Watch it again if you want.
Yeah. And share. They're so shareable now, YouTube videos.
Yeah.
But also, we don't want to neglect our podcast listeners.
No, of course.
So if you don't have time to watch YouTube videos, you can download all our shows on podcast MP3, which is, as we all know...
MPEG Layer 3.
Layer 3. Mm. Don't get too techie.
No.
It's not geek tech.
No.
Tech news.
No.
Tech watch.
Mm. Got 20 techs, mate.
From theabsolutepeach.com. You can subscribe for free. Hundreds of shows.
Mm-hmm.
what else have we got going on? Send us an email, podcast@theabsolutepeach.com, twitter.com/absolutepeach, facebook.com/theabsolutepeach. Lots of ways to get in touch with us. I think that pretty much wraps it up.
And buy a t-shirt.
I think that's pretty much it.
See you later.
See ya.